This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new report shows students with disabilities were enrolled in Colorado's charter schools at some of the lowest rates in the nation. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Charter schools are public schools that are independently run. They're supposed to be open to all students, but a study of families of children with special needs found a widespread perception that charter schools don't serve children like theirs, and that families were often steered away from charter schools. A companion study recommends the state strengthen informing districts and charter schools about the rights of families and federal law to make them more accessible. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Election season is officially underway in Colorado. Precinct caucuses are taking place this week, the first step in picking candidates for the June primaries. Until this year, caucuses all had to be on the same Tuesday in March, but a new law inspired by the pandemic lets counties choose from a range of dates. The law allows for virtual caucuses, a method many Democratic county parties in particular are using this year. Colorado has launched the first statewide prison radio station in the U.S. The first live broadcast took place yesterday morning from Lyman Correctional Facility in eastern Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, Inside Wire, Colorado Prison Radio is about to connect to all Colorado prisons and beyond.
Inside Wire Colorado Prison Radio will broadcast to 14,000 incarcerated listeners across the state, as well as online. Inmates will also produce content from inside Sterling Correctional Facility and Denver Women's Correctional Facility. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this hour. We're listening to more here and now. It's 106.